Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Did you watch that Baby Reindeer show?
Yeah.
Did you I got like 3 or 4 episodes in. It got really dark and I was like, nah, I'm out. Know.
It was kind of uncomfortable, wasn't it? I feel like it was like one of those things that you wanted to stop watching, but you couldn't really because you needed to know what happened.
Did you go all the way to the end?
I actually did.
Fair play. Did
you not?
No, I didn't. Like I say, I just got... It just got a bit too... Anything like that, I just get a bit upset. If I'm getting upset,
Ray.
No, I'll stick on Friends again. I'll watch an old episode.
Do you want a spoiler?
What, they all die? or what, they find a reindeer
They're
at the
all flamingo.
They all went to live in the North Pole.
Oh, that would be cute. Why'd you ask anyway?
Your man, well, he's won a load of awards and he signed a massive deal with Netflix, like a multi-million pound deal with Netflix, Richard Gadd.
Yeah.
But he's been car-shamed by the newspapers because apparently he's driving around in a beat-up 500-pound Skoda Fabia.
Listen, but he's having the last laugh.
This is what I'm saying. I'm saying, who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah.
Car shaming.
Yeah.
I drive a 2002 Toyota Yaris.
Gorgeous. Yeah,
I'm like that parody in The Simpsons of the really big guy.
How'd you get your big legs into that?
This is it. My flamingo legs.
Where does the plumage go when you sit into the front of the Yaris?
Do you drive a crap? I imagine Princess Lulu does not drive a crap car. What do you drive?
I drive a Toyota C-H-R Sol.
But it's a freebie.
Listen,
is it a freebie?
We've got a good thing going.
It's even cheaper than a 2002 baby blue Yaris.
I have no idea.
She's even cheaper than Richard Gadd because she's driving a freebie.
It's environmentally friendly. It's a hybrid.
We should be celebrating the crap cars is what we should. Right, what I'm doing this afternoon.
Do you know what?
We're going to, if you've got a car worse than a 2002 Yaris, 0874 100 102, the worst cars this afternoon.
I'll bring you for a spin in my car, Ray, whenever you want.
Pass.
It's Post Malone Circle.
I'll bring you for a spin in my...
Pass!
It's Richard Gadd from Netflix, from the Baby Reindeer show. He was the creator, the comedian, the Scottish fella. He signed a multi-million pound deal with Netflix. A first look deal is what it's called. Fresh from collecting a string of awards at the Emmys in America, including an outstanding lead actor Gong, he was seen heading out in a crummy old 500-pound Skoda Fabia. Now, they've got photographs. It was missing hubcaps and its petrol cap, while its rear bumper and wing mirror were held together with gaffer tape. They're saying it's... Do you know what? As I was saying to Louise, I think this is car shaming and it's unnecessary. Maybe he's like me. He's just the type of person that's like, if it has a roof on it and 4 wheels and it'll stop me from getting wet, that's all I need. I don't know anything about cars. I don't need a fancy car. I use a bike most of the time. But if it just stops me from getting wet, my car shaming experience... Actually, here's the thing. My street is all... Teslas and Range Rovers all up and down the street. The moms and dads, you know, of South Dublin. They're all Teslas and Range Rovers and big, big fancy cars. All electrics. They're all plugged into the houses. And my 10-year-old, my baby, took me aside a few weeks ago and he was like, Daddy, our car is the worst car on the street. And I felt like he was sort of complaining about it. He was, you know, he was saying, you know, the other kids are giving me a hard time. I was like, oh my God, and how do you feel about that? He's like, I love it. I think it's brilliant. We've got the worst car in the street. It was a badge of honour. But I do genuinely think we're bringing down property values on our street. Are you doing the same? Can you go worse? Yeah, car shame. An 0874 100 102. It's not car shame. Well, I kind of feel a little bit triggered or targeted in the sense that this lad, one of the newspapers slagging off Richard Gadd saying his car's crap. I was like, what's wrong with having a... Why do we all need to... Why do we need to spend a fortune on cars? Why do we need to get a new car every 2 years? This is another thing. I see people, I got a new car. The other one was like 18 months. What? I'm like, why do you need a new car? I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't get care. The only thing I need in a car... I need a button that clears the rear windscreen from the fog. I need wipers, obviously. And I need Bluetooth for the phone. And even at that, the Bluetooth, I can wear a single AirPod or EarPod while I'm driving. As long as they can hear me while I'm chatting. They're my only requirements. Aside from the obvious, you know, like 4 wheels, steering wheel. And a roof. That's the other one. I'd only really use it if it's lashing rain. Something to be able to drop the kids to school in. older child absolutely mortified going in the 2002 baby blue Yaris. And she has a nickname, but I can't tell you what it is because it's not safe for the radio. You might have young ears. Father says, JP is golfing. Who the hell does this? Who the hell does this guy think he is? He didn't take any time off over the summer, Father, so he's taking it now, which is a pain in the face. Gary in Kilmainham, when I lived in New Zealand, I used to drive a 1994 Nissan Primera. It didn't like going around roundabouts, and for some reason it wouldn't start when it rained. It still gives me anxiety to this day, thinking about driving it around, wondering if the engine was going to fall out of it at any second. From Gary in Kilmainham. I know a few people who've been travelling, or like that, done a year in Australia, or a year in, you know, wherever, a year abroad. And of course, you don't spend, you're only going for a year, you're not going to spend a fortune on it, so you buy a piece of crap, you drive that for the year. But then it does, you do have that anxiety. But again, fond memories, I imagine, Gary, driving around. Probably one of your fondest, the cars you look back and go, geez, that was a great car, never let me down. Yeah, the wagon, as I call her, that's the clean version. She really does struggle starting on hills. Like, so we were at a hill going up to, we were stuck at a stop at a lights, and it's just a slight hill, I wouldn't even call it a hill, perhaps a mild incline upwards. And I start, you know, I took the handbrake off and I went into gear as it went green, and she wasn't moving. She needed more revs than I realised she needed. She needed a lot more revs. A kind of situation where it needed to be like, come on, we'll get up this slight incline together. Dave in Limerick says there's no W's this time, too many W's. And she was a cute banger, big mark on the, who's this? She was a cute banger. What was it, Niamh? She was a cute banger, big marker on the door, drove her into so many poles, the boot leaked, the car dash didn't always work. Sometimes the car wouldn't recognise when I put diesel in her. So I'd be driving around with no idea. She was loud and had no Bluetooth, so I'd have to listen to my music off my phone blaring. Niamh's car. Niamh. This is it, you see, celebrating the crappier cars. You know what? Instead of shaming people for having bad cars, let's celebrate the worst cars. Shane's there as well. Shane, boy.
Hey, Raymond. I hear you're shaming cars. I'll throw mine into the mix.
No, I'm not shaming. I'm celebrating. Driving a shameful car myself, I'm celebrating the worst of the car.
The noise out was horrendous. It's a real whiny, whingy, moany noise.
Hang on a second now. Is this because you've got Today FM on full blast inside and 100 to 102 FM, is it? The moany, noisy, whiny noise.
Drives me soft.
Here we go.
I have to forgive it a bit, though, because it's 48. Oh, yeah. His name's Alan.
There's some car shaming going on with your man from Netflix, the baby reindeer, Richard Gadd. He drives a crap car, apparently. So, I say so to this. Instead, we should be celebrating the crap cars. Mine is, like I said, 2002 Yaris, baby blue Yaris, the wagon as I call her. And she's a beaut, let me tell you. She is a beauty. She's got 82,000 miles on it. What's that? Computer, what's 82,000 miles in kilometres?
82,000 miles is about 132,000 kilometres.
Oh, that's nothing, really. So many people texting in saying, oh, I'm sure my car's cut. Okay, Danny in Wexford, 450,000 kilometres on my 09 Audi A4 yesterday. I'll get you, Flashgate. It's your Audi. Or Audi, depending on your pronunciation. 450,000 kilometres. Another 450 left in it from Danny. Jer says, a mate of mine drives a Merc. It's 20 years old with 2 million miles on it. Go on out of that. 2 million? Is your friend just not good with numbers? Get him to count the zeros. It's an ex-taxi. The guy looked after us. The car doesn't miss a beat. Even the engine still sounds sweet. 2 million miles on it. Gary in Waterford. Yeah, he was on with the Renault Laguna earlier on. 397,000. So he's 3,000 kilometres off the 400K. That's going to be a day for celebration, Gary. I think we should have a party. How about we come and do the show from your... We'll do it from your driveway, Gary, in Waterford. And we'll greet you. And we'll play cars like... And we'll play songs like... Fast Car, Tracy Chapman. Just off the top of my head. Yellow, The Race. Scream if you want to go faster. Scraping the bottom of the barrel here. Any further suggestion? Listen, Gary, once we set up the show, once we confirm our dates, and once we know you're going to hit the 400, let us know. John and Mayo says, hi, Ray. 05 Audi, still going strong. NCT tomorrow morning. Hopefully, we get to see 600,000 kilometres with a little crossed fingers emoji. John, we'll all say a little prayer for you, and we'll light a candle for you tonight. Let's send John in Mayo some good vibes for the 05 Audi. And a national car test exam tomorrow. Come on, let's do this. Light a candle.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.